In the mid-1990s, trombonist Joost Buis put together a little big band called the Astronauts, which played often at community centers in Amsterdam. At first, they performed the music of intergalactic free jazz band leader Sun Ra. They only began recording in 2003, after Buis began writing for the band himself. The Astronauts' second album is now out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Trombonist Joost Buis's Dutch, German, Scottish, Australian, American band, The Astronauts. Some acting up there by drummers Alan Purvis and Michael Vacher and guitarist Paul Paulison. That's from the Astronauts CD Zoomin' on the Dada label. Most of the Tentet's original members are still around after 15 years and know how to work with and around each other. Buis's pieces don't sound much like the cosmic music of his one-time inspiration Sun Ra, but he learned something from the master about repetition and variation and how to build the music in layers that diverge and converge. Bandleader Joost Buis also learned a lot from Duke Ellington pieces. Like Duke, he gives his players a long leash, the better to involve them in the creative process. On Buis's tune, Zest for a Ziz, he suggests the opulence of Ellington's dozen horns by skillfully arraying the Astronauts' five winds in background and foreground roles. Horns include cornet player Felicity Proven and the rapturously breathy tenor saxophonist Tobias Delius. Coming up in Amsterdam and working for some of the city's top bandleaders, Joost Buis and his Astronauts were exposed to myriad approaches to contemporary music making. His piece Icy borders on a genial parody of the chugging saxophones and mysterious pauses found in some severe Dutch concert music. Buis picked up good composing tips from some former employers. Willem Broker taught him about making 10 pieces sound like more by keeping everybody busy all the time. And he learned about booting his soloists with a catchy vamp tune from Sean Bergen. Huus Janssen showed him how different themes in a piece can collide or interrupt each other in a friendly way. Controlled anarchy is a code these Astronauts fly by. They play Jost Baus's tunes clean and true, and still let weird details nibble at the edges. That sort of despoiling playfulness typifies a lot of Holland's improvised music. Just because you're serious doesn't mean you have to be so serious all the time.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Zoomin', the new album by Jost Baus and Astronauts on the Data record label. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.